A civil rights lawyer and Harvard Law School graduate originally from Elkhart, Thomas Atkins became Indiana University's first African-American student body president in 1960 and made it a priority to assist underrepresented groups by providing academic support, leadership activities, and cultural exposure. As WFIU's Shamika Neely reports in the second of a two-part series on closing the education gap, Atkins' legacy lives on today.
For the better part of the last two decades, Indiana University's Atkins Center has kept up the mission of its namesake by partnering with grade schools to offer mentoring and guidance from minority students at IU to a younger generation. Director Vincent Isom says that includes a message of overcoming challenges.
We're hoping to plant the seed that college is a reality for them. Most first-generation college students are an environment where they don't even think it's possible to go to college.
Thomas Atkins lived in New York for several years before succumbing in 2008 to an illness named for another prominent New Yorker, Lou Gehrig's disease. And this school year, an Atkins Center group traveled to Manhattan to work with students in Atkins' adopted hometown.
Hot dogs, pretzels, cold drinks, get them hot.
The Atkins group visited PS 145, the Bloomingdale School on Manhattan's Upper West Side. The school has more than 450 students. More than 60% are Latino and about 30% are African American. Principal Avelis Alvarez says serving such a diverse student base presents its own challenges.
It's so complex. There's so many things, so many challenges, and these are things that we encounter every day. Many times it's the shelter, because we have a large population of students in temporary housing, immigration, the second language, unemployment.
According to statistics from the New York City Department of Education for the 2008-2009 school year, PS 145 scored below the city's average in a number of areas. City University of New York Sociology and Black Studies professor Dr. Arlaru Lewis says school data tells an important story.
No matter where you go in the United States, you'll find gaps in performance. And I don't think these gaps are inherent or genetic or they come from parents. I think there's a chance for us to do something to block and reduce and change the opportunities that people face. So Indianapolis needs to be experimenting. Bloomington needs to experiment.
One such experiment is one-on-one mentoring offered by the Atkins Center's program, in which IU sophomore Cecily Brickley participates.
I just hope that I can help a kid want to go to college and like have that drive to go to college, even if maybe financially they're not in the best situation. I really hope that I can just motivate them, that they just want to go to college and they see kids like me who reach out to them and it makes them want to do the same in turn one day for other kids.
One experimental program which hasn't worked, at least for minority students, Lewis says, is often seen as a leader in broad-based childhood education.
Hi, Green Frog!
Hi there, Elmo. Anyway, I'm here to talk about happy and sad.
That's right. Lewis says Elmo and the gang on Sesame Street may actually be hurting some students.
Oh, make Elmo very sad.
Lewis argues the American public school system is biased, and while resources have been poured into more disadvantaged schools over the past 10 years, suburban schools have seen sustained support for at least the last 30, meaning there will be inequalities in data. Nonetheless, Lewis says he's optimistic about a future he sees including educational diversity and consistent quality for all students.
We continue to experiment, and sometimes we have success, but we haven't figured out how to do it systematically. And that's what the science of research is, and that's what dedicated professionals and practitioners are doing every day in our schools, trying to figure out how to make the best moves possible to prepare for a future of a different United States than we've ever seen.
But officials at PS 145, like Assistant Principal Lorraine Ullman, say the key may be convincing students that Lewis's future is possible for any of them.
They have to know that they can do anything they want, that money should not be where you are or where you live doesn't necessarily define who you are. And we want them to know that, that it doesn't matter if you live in a project or if you live in a suburban house. We're all the same. We all have dreams. They should hold on to their dreams. If they have a dream of achieving something, that no matter who they are, where they come from, what their family is, they can achieve it.
For WFIU News, I'm Shamika Neely.